5. Reintegrating humanity and the environment. John 9:10-11. Jesus said it was not the individual sin of the man born blind that brought about his blindness, nor that of his parents, but, quote, it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. He goes on to say, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. By implication, if the human race had worked with God properly since the creation, then the conditions that led to the blindness might have been prevented or resolved. Now Jesus has come to demonstrate that originally intended cohesion. Saliva, earth, mud, fingers, eyes, walking, washing, a freshwater pool, all work together to reintegrate humanity and creation in a way that brings about healing. Tragically, a wrong understanding of dominion, as domination in Genesis 1, has contributed to centuries of imperial domination by successive empires, as a result of which the selfish extraction and abuse of the creation has resulted in gross inequalities and the denial of healthcare and dignity to the disabled, as well as climate crises and loss of biodiversity. Jesus' engagement with creation as the light of the world corrects and restores this. Coming at the fullness of times, when the empires of this world had reached the culmination that the prophecies of Daniel, from where the terminology of the kingdom of God used by Jesus originates, the incarnation showed that there is no division between the divine and the created world, spirit and flesh. Jesus' statements that God does not neglect individual sparrows that fall to the ground and numbers the very hairs of the human head illustrates the way that Jesus' attention is on the detail of the created world and not just on his Father and fellow humans. As John describes, the Spirit gives life to the flesh and resurrection is the outcome. Quite literally, there is now a human being in heaven. Jesus' embrace of wilderness, mountain, and garden mark them all as places of integration between creation and humanity. Mark tells us that Jesus was in the wilderness with wild beasts, but they didn't harm him, and the angels took care of him. The calming of the storm and cursing of the tree make clear that the issue is not that humanity has no central role to play, but the vital point is what that is and how it is exercised. It is for the blessing, healing, and fullness of the whole, not for the selfish exploitation of the planet for some, not others. Through the cross, Jesus made the symbol of torture and abuse of creation of its wood the means of redemption, and made the basic nutrients of bread and wine the embodiment of the divine presence.